The budget stalemate will continue to dominate federal parliament when it resumes today after the long winter break. The government has made little headway in convincing key crossbenchers to support its key budget measures. The government will also unveil new measures today to fight homegrown terrorism. News Corp's former chief executive Kim Williams has taken a shot at the standard of Australian politics. Mr. Williams says too many politicians simply don't understand how the system works. He says voters would get a much better deal if Australia introduced an American-style primary system to allow them to directly select candidates.
They seem to think that you can just sort of wake up one morning and give a media conference and then suddenly everything should change by supper. It's less than worthy of the Australian people.
Hundreds of mourners have attended a funeral for the black teenager shot dead by police in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael Brown's death sparked days of protests and violent clashes, but the tensions appear to have eased in recent days. And Ukraine's president has dissolved parliament and called for a snap election in October. Petro Poroshenko says many of the current MPs are backers of the ousted president, and most Ukrainians want a new parliament. And Qantas and Virgin passengers will now be able to keep their electronic devices switched on during takeoff and landing. The new rule applies to international as well as domestic flights. Other airlines are now expected to follow suit.